Welcome to the Animal Bites Podcast, a production of AnimalBites.net. The Elfin Forest, Elephant Seals, and Moonstone Beach. Today, we're heading to California's Central Coast to experience wild neighbors.
Okay, we're walking along the boardwalk at the Elfin Forest.
Yeah.
Outside of Los Osos in California. And that's the sound of the dog skipping along on the boardwalk.
A raised boardwalk allows people and leashed dogs to enjoy the area without damaging the delicate habitat. The Elfin Forest preserves a unique coastal community. Sage, lupin, and oak trees grow on ancient sand dunes, but the lack of nutrients in the soil causes dwarfism. The oak trees are over 200 years old, but few reach 20 feet in height.
Did you want the trail guide?
The boardwalk leads to a ridge overlooking a bay.
So from the top of this ridge, you can see across over to Morro Rock over there at Morro Bay. It's very pretty.
It is also a great place to see birds.
See this long, tall one down here, this white one?
Mm-hmm.
That's an American avocet.
Oh, there's that one. So there's one there and one there too, right?
Yeah, there's quite a few of them down there, actually.
What else do you see so far?
American widgeons, coots, and there's a northern pintail down there. You can really see the coots are out there eating the eelgrass in that flat area where the avocets are walking through the mud flats, and they're probing down into the mud for
little crustaceans.
Mm-hmm. Mollusks, wormies.
The residents of Los Osos have embraced the Elfin Forest and are protecting this gem of nature at their doorstep. Just north of Cambria, California, you can see the largest seals in North America. Male northern elephant seals get up to 16 feet long and can weigh over 5,000 pounds. Toward the end of the 19th century, these large seals were nearly wiped out. The survivors found safe harbor on the remote beaches of California's islands. As their population increases, elephant seals are returning to the beaches near Piedras Blancas Lighthouse.
So we're out on near Piedras Blancas Lighthouse in between San Simeon and Piedras Blancas. It is about 20 minutes to 1 on New Year's Day. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Looking down at elephant seals. A bunch of males and subadult males laying together. This looks like the prime beach real estate here.
Yeah.
Because you've got, what do you think, 400 yards worth of it, maybe?
At least. Yeah. I do. And so we got this big guy out in the water. Splashing very specifically in between waves. Now he's blowing bubbles into the water. He's probably calling under the water. We're not hearing it. But he's making very specific, slamming his head down into the water, arching his back. Yeah. Ooh, look at him, he's lifting way up out of the water.
It's amazing because we're only, oh, I don't know, 30 feet above the beach here on this bluff, and traffic is going by at 60 miles an hour on Highway 1, just 50 yards from us.
So some of these are subadults, subadult males, some of them are females.
To our surprise, elephant seals are very vocal. The males make booming, long calls, and females have conversations with their pups. The large male strikes a pose to vocalize.
Kind of makes a yawn first, lifting his head up, and here he goes. then he just scooted forward about another 6 inches and went back down again. It's kind of interesting. You see a fold of skin underneath his neck opening and closing, and like it's pushing up and resonating out of a chamber. And that one's not as big as some of the other ones out here. He just seems to be more vocal right now.
He's a smaller one.
Yeah.
Subadult male.
Yeah. One of the docents was saying yesterday that their noses, you can tell roughly how old they are by how much development of their elephantine nose starts coming out. So that they're... And didn't you say they don't, that most of the males don't live past somewhere between 7 and 15 years old?
Yeah. This guy looks to be like 6.
So. Yeah. Here he goes again. I guess it does. He's tilting his head back like he has to prep his whole glottis in the right position, which is probably true. And arches back until he gets the right place, opens up to the bottom, and then starts bellow clucking.
At the viewpoints, park rangers and docents provide information and make sure the elephant seals are respected, because late December through January, females are arriving on the beach to bear their pups.
There's a little pup over there in the sand in that group of females, like the docent was just talking about. Small and darker. Next to probably is mom. Oh, there's another one over there. It's little. Oh, they're so skinny. The little ones are so skinny. Shall we walk over there and look at them?
Yes.
But you see that they're late this year. I was saying that the females are late this year. Not as many of them as there was this time last year. We had over 300 pups born here last year.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
You said they're all descended off 3 males?
Yeah, that's what they think genetically, that they're all of this population along the California coast here. The northern Pacific population are descended from 3 males.
Voice and scent help the female find her pup in the crowd. Listen for the high voice of the pup and the snorting roar of its mother. What are they saying to each other? In the background, you'll hear a human mother conversing with her offspring. The back and forth sounds quite similar.
No, I didn't.
She's telling that subadult male to get away from her and her baby.
And it's believing her.
And he's hightailing it.
Mothers nurse their pups on high-fat milk that helps them grow from 60 pounds to several hundred in a month. After that, the females leave and the pups learn to swim and hunt on their own. Male elephant seals are not involved in raising pups at all. So why, then, are the males on the beach? Because a month after giving birth, a female is ready to breed. If a male can control a section of prime beachfront, he will father a large number of next year's pups. Physical size and voice help a male establish dominance. The distant sound, similar to a pipe striking a metal drum, is a large male, often called a beachmaster.
Your little one about to say something in response.
halfway down.
Yeah, they are.
Territorial conflicts between males can be bloody because large canine teeth are used to gouge the fleshy skin along the opponent's neck.
Oh my gosh, there they go. Look, they're fighting. Bark.
But most challenges are momentary. Smaller or less fit males quickly back down. The people get excited, but you're hearing this incident in its entirety. Less than a minute.
One pretty quickly figured out it was smaller,
yeah.
Huh? And they're running.
And being chased.
Seals or humans, beachfront property is prime real estate. For the town of Cambria, Moonstone Beach is a major tourist attraction. But how do you blend human use with conservation?
So we're on the boardwalk at Moonstone Beach in Cambria. The light this morning is just reflecting off the pieces of moonstone and broken and sea glasses that are down there amazingly. It really just sparkles right up off the beach.
Kind of makes the beach glisten. It's very pretty. The sand here is very coarse, more of like small tumbled stones. So very different from what we're used to down more southern California.
What's nice about the boardwalk is that it raises the foot traffic up above the very delicate plant vegetation that's here along the dunes, allows the plants to grow again, to reestablish themselves, but still allows people and even dogs to walk along the dunes along the beach without damaging this very delicate habitat.
So just standing right here in this one location on the dune, you can see, well, there's a yarrow and some buckwheat, some wallflower, and some wild cucumber, some shrubby lupin, as well as some of the grasses that are here. Very important, all these plants, holding this very sandy soil together.
Quite a number of birds out here this morning, as well as what you might think of as the typical shorebirds like willets and whimbrels. Also in this dune habitat, a lot of white-crowned sparrows, savannah sparrows, saw a song sparrow, black phoebe. So there's a very important part of this shoreline habitat that is connected to these plants, this grasslandy area. That's why it's so important that it gets preserved as well as the beach. It also is an important protection for erosion. These plants hold the beachhead together, so when the surf is really high, ooh, look at that area of the beach, it really sparkles.
Yeah.
These plants help to hold this soft, sandy beachhead together. So, as we've seen in other areas where wetlands are important, say down in Louisiana for holding coastlines together, here in California, it's these shrubby chaparral plant communities that are really important for holding the beach areas, the headlands together.
Raised boardwalks at the Elfin Forest, the Elephant Seal Overlook, and Moonstone Beach all offer people access to inspiring natural sights while reducing the damage caused by trampling feet. All three are examples of people trying to live in balance with nature. We hope you've enjoyed this Animal Bites audio adventure. We're produced by Michael Lachey at Eclipse One and SoundsGood.info. That's SoundsGood.info. Join us on the web at animalbites.net. That's www.animalbites.net. Until next time, this is Carrie Dearborn at animalbites.net encouraging you to be a force for nature.